Mindfulness training generally reduces rumination and worry by helping us see our thoughts and emotions with a little more space, and by providing us with tools such as breath and body awareness to work with our attention. And yet, we also do carry difficult internal issues. We do face serious life challenges. While resting in the present moment helps, we also need tools to face our challenges. It's helpful to include practices that embrace the difficulties of life and turn towards the challenges we face. We too often get caught in worry, fretting, and ruminating over. This meditation-based practice is called RAIN. It's a way to take a fresh look at a problem or challenge you're facing with kindness. Working through the steps of RAIN will take time to pause and consider some of the elements and dimensions of the challenge. This can allow a new perspective, can allow an entry into your inner resources, and can help with the ways we so often make things even more challenging through resistance, through avoidance, through some of the ways the mind gets a little tangled. RAIN is an acronym that stands for recognize, allow and accept, investigate, and non-identification, which means it's a reality, this challenge, but not taking it too personally. Like the thoughts we keep having, noticing they come and go, and that we're not our thoughts. I'd like you to find a comfortable, upright position, relaxed and alert, closing the eyes, lowering the gaze, and let's spend time exploring a challenge you're facing with these four elements, bringing a fresh intention to experience what you find. The body supporting you with the spine in its natural position of curvy at the base in the neck, supple, not rigid. It's helpful to start with a real pause. You might notice the sweep of breathing, the contact of the feet, legs, buttocks on the chair. Just gathering awareness into this practice, into this moment. And now bringing to mind a challenge you're facing, an ongoing problem that can be a distraction or source of stress, something that's going on in your life, and there may be several. So the suggestion is to pick one that's challenging but not overwhelming for this practice. And as the mind identifies what this is, begin with the R, recognize. What's this challenge like? Bringing it to mind, not needing to go into the details or the particulars. This isn't a problem-solving exercise. No, it's an exploration, a perspective taking, a time for curiosity. So I invite you to bring some curiosity to this challenge you're facing, recognizing how it feels emotionally is mirrored in the body, to remember that you're a person with this challenge. What's it like that you're carrying this, that you're facing this, that you're in this, to have this challenge be a part of your life these days? And recognizing that this is just how it is, that this is a part of the current truth of your life. It's just true that I'm somebody with this challenge right now. And just feeling the feeling of this recognition. How does it feel in the body? In a way, you're never not tuned into these things, but tuning in more deliberately, turning toward. Does it have an emotional feeling to it? Probably. Maybe the emotion is connected to feelings in the body. Maybe not so much. Recognizing emotion. What would you say the predominant emotion or emotions are that come up around this challenge? And now the A, which kind of goes right along with this in a somewhat logical way, but it does take some intention. Is it possible to allow and accept a little more fully that this is how it is? To set aside thoughts about what should or shouldn't be, whether it was deserved or not, whether there's that desire to cast blame or judge yourself. Can you, in this moment, as you sit and consider, accept more fully that this is how it is right now? It's not the whole story of your life, but it is a part of it. Accepting that this challenge is here, that's how it is for now. Some find that breathing is especially helpful when working with challenge. Perhaps on the inhale, breathing in a sense of gentle energy, strength to do this work of acceptance, and breathing out, letting go of some of the fear or dread you may find. Breathing acceptance. And we're not allowing or looking for a dramatic change, but a small shift, a small opening, perhaps a little more warmth. I accept and allow this to be true, that this is a part of my life. Feeling this challenge and accepting. This is true, whether I want it to be true, have strong views or wishes, whether my mind spins into planning and how to solve it. This is the step before the planning. It's an important step to accept and allow. This is a part of my life right now. The A in rain. And moving on to I, investigating. Investigating what might the deeper feelings be around the challenge. Often, with a challenge, the mind is pulled into problem solving or regrets. Investigate is bringing more attention to the person in the middle of all of this, with all of your depth, complexity, and richness. Investigating, are there deeper feelings around this, behind it? There may be some barriers deep inside. Diving a little deeper, investigating if there are feelings underneath the feelings. Perhaps if there's a sense of fear or anger, quite often there's something else there below, beneath. Really investigating as best you can. Maybe some deep-seated anxiety or doubt about yourself, sense of unworthiness or feelings of betrayal, abandonment. There may be some resources and strengths you find. Courage, gentle kindness. Letting these flow as you recognize the challenge, allow and accept it. It sounds complicated, but it's a simple idea. You are not your challenge. You're bigger, broader, and richer than this challenge. It's just a part of life. And since everything changes, it's not a permanent part of your life. You might say to yourself, I am not this. This is not me. I'm more than this. This is just a part of how it is right now, of who I am right now. Not identifying, not confusing your own self and thus your own well-being with the weight or the stickiness or complexity of this challenge. How am I relating to it? It can also help to remember that many other people have a challenge just like this. The details of yours may be different, but other people have a challenge like this. You can say to yourself, just like me, many other people in the world are faced with something like this. It's not just me. This final area of focus, non-identifying, is interesting. It's subtle and important that this is just a part of my life. This is a part of a bigger, broader life, this challenge. It doesn't define me. And maybe the best way to meet it and respond to it as best you can right now is to recognize it's not exactly my fault. It came together from so many choices of myself and others. That I'm so much more than this challenge, and yet this challenge is a part of my life right now. So it's a holding of this reality, but holding it more softly. So it's worth going through this process gently one more time, recognizing this challenge is in my life. Accepting and allowing that it's true, whatever this is, however it feels, wherever it shows up in my body and my thinking. This is okay. It's not what I wanted, but it is here. And not identifying. This is not me. And there's more going on that I'm not aware of yet. And that it's not the all of me. I'm not the person or that person because of this. I'm a big, broad, complex human being, imperfect and wonderful in so many ways. And this challenge is workable in some ways. Can I continue to be open and investigate, drop the story of it, continue to be curious about it so I can meet it more wisely? And it's helpful when you do an internal process like this to also let it go. Otherwise, we tilt ourselves into rumination, staying in this meditative, reflective space of how it is right now, and then shifting as best you can, releasing the feeling of the challenge, and just sitting in the breathing body that you are. Being with the mind, its rich complexity, a heart tender and kind, being present with all of it. And just noticing how you are now, letting go of doing, just being for a few moments, being present just as you are. Here's a poem by Dana Folds called White Dove. In the shared quiet, an invitation arises like a white dove, lifting from a limb and taking flight. Come and live in truth. Take your place in the flow of grace. Draw aside the veil you always thought would separate you from your love, all you even longed for is before you in this moment. If you dare draw in a breath and whisper, yes. Rain directly deconditions that habitual way in which we resist our moment-to-moment experience and turn away from our challenges. It doesn't matter whether you resist what is by lashing out in anger, by having a drink, or by getting immersed in obsessive thinking. Our attempts to control the life within and around us actually cuts us off from our hearts and this living world. Rain begins to undo these unconscious patterns as soon as we take the first step.